It's Monday, April 19th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. We're catching incidents faster, but how do customers feel? NATO ups their warfare game, and the global chip shortage. This is the Business of Tech. Researchers at cybersecurity company FireEye Mandiant analyzed hundreds of cyber incidents and found that the global median dwell time, the duration between the start of a security intrusion and when it's identified, has dropped to below a month for the first time, standing at 24 days. According to the M-Trends 2021 Annual Threat Report, that means incidents are being identified twice as quickly as they were last year, when the average dwell time was 56 days. And that's much more quickly than they were a decade ago, when it often took over a year for organizations to realize that cybercriminals had infiltrated the network. That story is from ZDNet. Then again, there's possibly more weaknesses out there. Now a new set of 9 such vulnerabilities are exposing an estimated 100 million devices worldwide, including an array of Internet of Things products and IT management servers. Dubbed NameWreck, the newly disclosed flaws are in 4 ubiquitous TCP/IP stacks, code that integrates network communication protocols to establish connections between devices and the internet. So, how about some context for that? Malwarebytes has published data about SMB customers. 56% of U.S. businesses with 50 to 999 employees either somewhat or strongly concur that it's not a matter of if, but when they will suffer a successful cyber attack. Yet even so, fully 91% of those same organizations say they're either satisfied or completely satisfied with their endpoint protection solution. An even greater 95% say they trust their current endpoint protection provider. Mark Strassman, Chief Product Officer, says expectations are low, and I don't think they need to be. Cisco, however, thinks SMBs are outperforming. That's what the press release says. Although my take on the data says they're in line with enterprise and mid-market. Link to that research data in the show notes. Now, why do we care? We're finding things faster, the risk profile is increasing, and customer expectations are low. Strassman is right in that expectations don't need to be low. That said, I think that's missing the larger lack of trust problem technology has in general. Let's observe that generally, customers are going to be inclined to trust their purchase solutions because buyers don't want to be wrong here. They paid money, so they believe in the solution. Trust is the resource to consider here. Make sure you have it and to nurture it. NATO has conducted its first war game exercise that includes cyber risk, per the Wall Street Journal. The war game includes scenarios exploring how widespread attacks on a fictional nation's infrastructure might strike at activities critical to keeping the global financial system functioning, such as payments and settlement operations. The key difference is the inclusion of how banks and other financial institutions might respond to a physical and cyber conflict. Now, why do we care? When first NATO changed their definition of conflict to include cyber, I would cite that as a change in perception of security. This is one more step. Factoring in the impact of cyber incursions and attacks on civilian infrastructure is just continuing that. Take your tip from NATO. Include cyber in all your business planning, particularly ensuring continuity planning. The global semiconductor shortage hammering the auto industry and other manufacturers is going to take, quote, a couple of years to abate as demand soars among limited manufacturing capacity, the chief executive of chipmaking giant Intel said. That's from the Washington Post. NVIDIA joined the chorus, thinking it will be mostly this year, and TSMC is citing things improving in 2023. Now, why do we care? Savvy IT services companies are going to be compensating for this over the next 12 to 24 months in their planning with their customers. Your projects may well be delayed. Are you prepared for that? Want to learn about trends in managed services, increasing sales, governance, or winning in biopharma? How about an MSP peer panel or CompTIA's Carolyn April with their latest research in managed services trends? Ignite's first annual MSP Summit is coming May 11th, keynoted by Carl Polichuk on setting a cloud strategy. The first 300 attendees even get a copy of Carl's book on becoming a successful MSP in 30 days. Win prizes, network with peers, all in a half-day online event. Register for free right at ignite.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. Back again tomorrow with more from the Roundup.